Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you've been following along, you know startup life often starts with, well, let's call it managed chaos. We've already dug into building those core processes, what they are, how to find them, map them out, even improve them continuously. Our whole idea has been moving fast, yes, but building real, lasting value, not just, you know, breaking things randomly. So we've got this foundation. Now what? How do we actually, like, turbocharge these efforts? Especially when you're growing fast, everything's dynamic. That's what we're tackling today. We're diving deep into AI and automation, using them as smart tools for efficiency in your startup's processes, really enabling you to scale up significantly. Think of this as your primer on something that sounds maybe a bit intimidating, but it's incredibly powerful for moving faster and building something solid.
Absolutely. And it connects directly back to that continuous improvement idea we talked about. AI and automation, they're not always about these huge, scary overhauls. Often, they're about enabling lots of smaller, iterative improvements. And those really add up. The promise is pretty clear, boosting efficiency, accuracy, speed. But, and this is key, without losing that human touch where it really counts, it's about working smarter.
Okay, let's unpack that. Because AI and automation, it sounds like one big thing, but it's really not, is it?
Yeah.
For you, the listener, trying to navigate this as a startup, what does this automation spectrum actually look like? What are the different sort of levels here?
That's a great starting point. Because it is a spectrum, understanding the levels helps you figure out where to even begin. We generally see four key levels that are super relevant for startups. Each one kind of builds on the last in terms of sophistication. So, level one, basic process automation. You might hear it called RPA, robotic process automation. The key thing here, it's not about super complex AI. It's about finding those repetitive, honestly kind of low value tasks that just drain time, founder time, team time.
Right. The things you do over and over again.
Exactly. Rule-based, high-volume stuff usually involves structured data, not much decision-making needed. So for a startup, maybe automated email responses, basic data entry, generating standard documents, simple reports, even just scheduling backups.
Okay, practical stuff. How do you actually do that? Do you need engineers?
Not necessarily, especially at this level. You've got no-code or low-code platforms now, drag and drop, or sometimes it's just built-in features and software you already use. Simple scripts, maybe. It's about finding those quick wins, easy lifts.
Okay, that makes sense. Offload the mundane. But I can hear people thinking, where do I find the time or budget for even that initial step?
Yeah.
Is there a common trap people fall into?
Yeah, definitely. People get intimidated, think they need a specialist right away. But often, automating that first annoying task actually creates the time it costs. The pitfall is usually trying to automate something too big or, critically, something you haven't clearly defined yet.
Ah, the process first idea again.
Exactly. Start with that one thing that makes you sigh every single day. Automate that. Get the win. Feel the relief. Then build momentum. So, moving up from basic, we get into advanced automation. This is more about workflow and integration.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, if basic automation is like automating washing the dishes, advanced is like the whole kitchen working together. Dishes washed, dried, put away, grocery list updated. It connects things.
Yeah.
So it's not just one task, it's orchestrating multiple systems.
Yeah.
Using logic like, if this happens, then do that. It connects your sales, marketing, support tools.
So like a new customer signs up, they automatically get a welcome email, get added to the CRM, maybe a task pops up for the team.
Precisely. All without manual clicks. Or automating customer onboarding flows, processing orders by linking inventory and shipping, streamlining IT setup for new hires. Implementation here often uses workflow platforms, maybe IPS integration, platform as service things that link software together. Needs a bit more planning. But the efficiency gain is huge.
Yeah, I can see that. Building digital bridges between departments almost.
You got it. Then we step up again to intelligent automation. This is where AI and machine learning components start coming in. Now, it's not just following strict rules. It can handle processes that have some variability, maybe manage exceptions based on rules it's learned. It can make basic decisions. And critically, it starts to handle unstructured data, text, images, that kind of thing.
Okay, now it's getting fancy.
Yeah.
Examples.
Think intelligent document processing, like AI reading invoices or contracts and pulling out the key info, or customer support chatbots that can actually handle common questions with some understanding, not just spitting out FAQs.
Oh, yeah.
Automated data extraction from different sources, maybe even sentiment analysis on customer feedback, figuring out if people are happy or angry automatically.
Wow. So AI reading the room, basically.
Kind of. You'd typically use specialized AI services from cloud providers, maybe pre-built AI components, third-party platforms with APIs.
That's where it really starts to feel like, you know, the future is here. AI understanding documents. Pretty amazing.
It really is. And then right at the top, you have cognitive automation. This is basically full AI. This stuff learns, adapts, makes complex decisions. Even in ambiguous situations, it gets smarter over time.
Okay, the deep end.
Yeah. Handles really complex processes, lots of variability, ambiguity, advanced decision making, continuous learning. For startups, this might be predictive analytics for forecasting, maybe personalized recommendation engines like Netflix uses, computer vision for quality control if you make physical things, even generating content using natural language or using reinforcement learning to optimize a really complex process AI, figuring out the best way through trial and error. This stuff needs serious data, specialized skills, usually longer-term strategic projects.
Gotcha.
But, and this is the crucial point for you listening, you absolutely do not need to jump straight to cognitive automation. Start basic, maybe dip into intelligent automation, get those quick wins, build your foundation. Trying to do too much too soon is a classic startup trap. Leads to wasted money, frustration.
Okay, so this spectrum is huge. Basic bots all the way up to full AI. How does a startup, likely strapped for cash and time, even begin to decide where to focus? How do you find those high-impact opportunities that actually deliver value without making things way too complicated? Seems like there's an art to picking the right battles.
There really is. It's about strategic selection. You need to find the sweet spot, maximum bang for your buck, minimum over-engineering, right? You want to look for a few key things in a process. Is it high volume, lots of repetition?
Okay.
Is it time intensive? Does it eat up hours of manual work?
Yeah.
Does it have quality issues? Are errors common? Does it lead to rework? Is the complexity manageable, especially at first? Rule-based logic is easier to automate initially.
Right, start simple.
And importantly, does it have high strategic importance? Does it directly touch customers, revenue, compliance? Those often have the biggest leverage. Beyond those criteria, you also need to think about your startup stage. Your automation goals change as you grow. We can kind of break it down like this. Early stage, you're fighting for survival, validating your idea. The goal, free up founder time. Basic task efficiency. Standardize the core repetitive stuff.
Like email autoresponders, social media scheduling.
Exactly. Simple things that reduce your personal friction, get yourself out of the weeds.
Right.
Then, growth stage. Now you need scalability, repeatability. Focus shifts to making processes scale, improving customer onboarding, streamlining internal ops as the team grows.
So workflow automation for sales, marketing automation, maybe customer support ticket routing. Perfect examples. Making sure things run smoothly as volume increases. Automated reporting becomes huge here too. Finally, scaling stage. Rapid growth. Now automation needs to be more sophisticated. It's about efficient scaling, yes, but also competitive advantage.
This is where the AI really kicks in.
Often, yeah. AI-powered analytics for customer insights, intelligent document processing for high volumes, maybe advanced supply chain automation, personalized customer experiences at scale, delivering that wow factor even when you're huge.
That's a really useful breakdown by stage. But you mentioned a pitfall earlier, jumping in too fast. I remember trying to automate my own invoicing way back when. Total disaster. Because honestly, I hadn't even properly defined my payment terms or the steps involved. It just automated the mess, which I guess proves your point about process before technology.
That's exactly it. Your experience nails the core principle, process before technology. It sounds simple, but it's so often ignored. The most amazing AI, the slickest automation tool, it cannot fix a broken process. It just makes the broken process run faster.
Amplifies the chaos.
Precisely. It amplifies the good and it amplifies the bad. If your workflow is messy, automating it just creates automated mess, automated confusion, like your invoicing example. So the crucial first step, always, is understand the process. Map it out. Find the waste. Streamline it. Simplify it. Then bring in the technology. That way, the tech actually delivers the value you expect. It prevents those failed projects, wasted cash, and just the sheer headache of automating something that wasn't ready. It's about sustainable success.
Makes total sense. Fix the foundations first. But okay, let's shift gears slightly. As we bring in more automation, what about the people, the team? It's easy to focus on the tech, but how do startups handle things like, you know, job security fears?
Yeah.
Or just resistance to doing things a new way? That human element feels really important.
It's absolutely vital. And honestly, often overlooked until there's a problem. You have to manage the human side proactively. Let's talk job security fears. Transparency is number one. Be really clear. The goal is usually to augment people, not replace them. Free them up for higher value stuff.
The stuff that needs a human brain.
Exactly. Emphasize redeployment, new skills, and involve the team. Ask them what tasks are frustrating, what they think could be automated. They know the process best. provide reskilling, training on new tools. Then there's resistance to change. People get comfortable. Here, you need to show the benefits for them personally.
YIFM, what's in it for me?
You got it. Start by automating the real pain points, the tasks nobody likes doing. Manual data entry, everyone hates that. Show them how much easier their day gets. Train them well, support them, and really celebrate the early adopters. Make their success visible. Let enthusiasm spread.
Okay, that makes sense. What about losing knowledge? If you automate a process someone's been doing for years, do you lose their expertise?
That's a real risk. So document processes thoroughly before you automate. Capture that human wisdom. Keep humans in the loop for critical decisions. Don't automate everything blindly. Have break glass procedures for when the automation hits something unexpected. And make sure knowledge gets transferred.
So it's really not about replacing humans, but elevating them.
That's the core idea, yes. Successful automation treats tech as an augmentation of human capability. It eliminates the drudgery, the routine, the repetitive tasks that, frankly, don't leverage human talent. So your team can focus on creativity, critical thinking, customer interaction, complex problem solving, the things humans excel at.
Freeing them up to be more human at work.
Precisely. That's where the real value unlock happens for the startup.
Okay, to make this really concrete for everyone listening, let's talk about a real example. Our sources mentioned TechConnect Solutions. Can you walk us through their story? It sounds like a powerful case study.
Oh, TechConnect is a fantastic example of doing this right. They were a SaaS company growing fast but facing a huge problem. 47% customer churn.
Wow, nearly half their customers leaving every year. That's devastating.
Devastating is the word. And it was down to terrible support. Average response time was 22 minutes.
Ouch. An eternity if you have a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Service quality was all over the place. Customer satisfaction was dismal, like 62%. They were growing, but basically falling apart internally because their support processes couldn't keep up. So what did they do? Crucially, they went process first. They used lean process mapping, laid out every single step, and it revealed, as they put it, a startling truth. 64% of their support activities added no value for the customer.
64%. That's incredible. Almost two-thirds of their effort was wasted from the customer's view.
Mind-blowing, right. So they didn't just buy new software. They redesigned the workflows first, cut out the waste, streamlined everything. Then they brought in technology, specifically Amazon Connect with AI capabilities to support the new optimized process.
Okay, so process first, then technology. What happened?
The results were dramatic. Operationally, average wait time dropped 89% from 22 minutes down to just 2.4 minutes.
Huge improvement.
First contact resolution problem solved on the first try hit 78%. Agent productivity jumped 42%. And the business impact, that massive churn rate, they cut it by 68%, down from 47% to 15%.
Wow. Saved the company, basically.
Pretty much. Customer satisfaction soared from a 2.3 out of a 5 average to 4.7 out of 5. And the ROI, 312% in the first year.
That's incredible. And it really hammers home that point, doesn't it? Fix the process before you automate.
Absolutely. TechConnect proves it. Addressing those fundamental process gaps first was the key. The tech then amplified the good process, leading to that incredible turnaround.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you listening right now? Today, we've seen AI and automation aren't just buzzwords. They are practical, powerful tools that can genuinely transform how your startup operates and scales. But it's not magic. It's about being strategic, starting smart, maybe small, and always, always keeping that human element front and center. It's about smarter scaling, not just faster chaos.
Exactly. These smart tools help startups endure, not just grow quickly and flame out. They cut the chaos, boost quality, and crucially, free up your team. Your people are your most valuable resource. Free them to focus on innovation, on customer value, on the things that really build a lasting business.
So your actionable takeaway from this deep dive is this. Find just one task, one repetitive manual thing in your startup right now that eats up time. Then just explore some simple automation tools that could tackle it. Start small, like we talked about. See what happens.
Just think about it for a second. What amazing, innovative work could your team tackle if they weren't stuck doing that one repetitive thing day after day?